Report: Hunter Biden may have committed a felony during firearm purchase. By Hannah Blow on March 25, 2021. Hunter Biden, President Joe Biden's son, known largely for his mysterious lucrative foreign business dealings that the establishment media routinely ignored during the presidential election, may have committed a felony when purchasing a gun in 2018, purportedly lying about his history of drug use on a form. A Politico piece details how the Secret Service reportedly inserted itself in an incident involving Hunter Biden and Hallie, his brother's widow, whom Hunter briefly dated. The situation had Hallie tossing a gun belonging to Hunter into a trash can behind a grocery store, only to have the firearm later disappear. According to the outlet, following the incident, Secret Service approached the owner of the store where Hunter bought the gun and asked to take the paperwork involving the sale. According to two people, one of whom has first-hand knowledge of the episode and the other was briefed by a Secret Service agent after the fact, the gun store owner refused to supply the paperwork, suspecting that the Secret Service officers wanted to hide Hunter's ownership of the missing gun in case it were to be involved in a crime, the two people said. The owner, Ron Palmieri, later turned over the papers to the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, which oversees federal gun laws. The Secret Service says it has no record of its agents investigating the incident, and Joe Biden, who was not under protection at the time, said through a spokesperson he has no knowledge of any Secret Service involvement. Days later, the gun was returned by an older man who regularly rummages through the grocery store's trash to collect recyclable items, according to people familiar with the situation. Politico managed to obtain a copy of the firearms transaction record and a receipt for the gun in question, dated October 12, 2018. It asked, "Are you an unlawful user of, or addicted to, marijuana or any depressant, stimulant, narcotic drug, or any other controlled substance?" Hunter answered no despite his history of drug use, something that ultimately had him discharged from the Navy Reserve. Lying on the form is a felony, though prosecutions for it are exceedingly rare, Politico reported, adding that neither Hallie Biden nor Hunter's lawyer provided a comment on the matter. The news comes as Democrats begin to vehemently pursue gun control measures, with President Biden pushing Congress to act on H.R. 8 and H.R. 1446 and calling for an assault weapons ban in the wake of Monday's shooting attack at a Boulder, Colorado, grocery store.